Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. Here we are, the big day. Can I just tell you something honestly? Can I tell you what I think of this entire matter about alleged Russian collusion? Let me move away from the mic a little bit, okay? I don't care! Does that help you understand where I'm coming from? I really don't. I think this is the biggest waste of time, money, energy. And I'd honestly say that I think both sides of this have spent way too much time and energy on this garbage. We will talk about it during the course of the broadcast, and I welcome your thoughts, because I'm sure you'll have plenty of them. I also want to tell you, as a developing story, we mentioned the Born Alive abortion bill that would require doctors to provide sufficient care for babies born during abortions. That has now officially been vetoed by Governor Cooper. That is a breaking story. The question now is, does the legislature have the votes to override this veto? They will have to get Democrats behind this. This will be very interesting to watch. So I'd love to get your perspectives on this as well. So here we have the release of the Mueller report. It's coming out momentarily. We've already heard a news conference this morning. I was watching that just a few minutes ago. This news conference conducted by the Attorney General, William Barr. 2 years of investigation into the president, his aides, and Russia's election interference. This report is 400 pages long. The release has some light redactions in it. And also has accounts of the ways in which the president's behavior raised concerns he might have tried to obstruct justice. Justice Department officials have already briefed the White House on the report's general outlines. Mueller decided that he could not come to a conclusion on the question of obstruction because it was difficult to determine Trump's intent, and some of his actions could be interpreted innocently. But there is a blow-by-blow account of his alleged conduct, analyzing tweets, private threats, and other episodes at the center of Mr. Mueller's inquiry. As I mentioned, Mr. Barr spoke to reporters just a few minutes ago. He had a statement, also took a few questions, and as you might expect, the reporters were predictable. We'll just put it that way. They're just trying to find a strand of hair somewhere that they can pull. And I think when it refers to illegality, we could characterize this as trying to find a black cat in a dark room that is not there. They're desperate, folks. And I fully get that. I want to give you a description of the news conference from this morning from Mr. Barr. But the primary headline of this entire story, the investigation did not establish the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its interference with our election. No cooperation, as far as the Russians, with President Trump or the Trump campaign. In fact, no assistance in this entire matter from any American whatsoever. No Americans involved, period. If I may interject here, as far as this particular story is concerned, as far as I'm concerned, it's dead after today. Now, is there some business to do for people who prompted this investigation, who may have done things that were improper or, in fact, illegal? Go right ahead and investigate that and prosecute them if there is evidence. Go for it. In fact, and I've said this before, I don't want to hear any more complaints about the deep state if you're not going to do anything about it. If there are people who need to be fired, fire them. If there are people who need to be prosecuted, prosecute them. But I, for one, am not interested in another nearly 2 years of the president and his defenders playing victim. Again, let me repeat what I said to you. If illegality is involved, prosecute these people. If improper behavior took place, fire people. But I do not want to hear the rest of this administration victimhood. Some of you may have a very different view. But I'm so done with this story. The investigation focused on two main efforts to influence 2016. There was the Russian agency, Internet Research Agency. The goal was to sow discord among Americans through social media. Boy, and I've raised this question before. Do they really need to help? Isn't there enough of this already on social media? There were charges brought against Russian nationals and entities, but there's no evidence any American participated in this illegal scheme. No Americans, period. Again, what does this tell you? There's no story here. There's nothing. Nothing to work with. No collusion. Second item. Efforts by the Russian military officials to hack into computers and steal documents and emails from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. No American cooperated with this. Stolen documents were involved, disseminated, and transferred some to WikiLeaks. No Americans involved in this. None. Zero. All the links and contacts were investigated. No conspiracy to violate U.S. law. 2 years of investigation. On the subject of obstruction, Robert Mueller was not able to come to a definitive conclusion, nor were the Attorney General and Rod Rosenstein together reviewing this. 10 episodes involving the president. Evidence developed. The president did not obstruct justice, was the conclusion. The president was frustrated and angered because he was very much of the opinion his presidency was under attack. And the explanation on the redactions, because ongoing investigations are continuing. We'll see what happens with those. Your calls and our conversation continue. Stay with us. It's like our friend Lonzo has had some traffic trouble. Got stuck behind slow traffic. And a smart car passed me up. My ego may never recover. We'll have to tease him about this a little bit later on. I want to get your thoughts about the outcome of the Mueller investigation. Whatever you have to say about it, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-928-1110. Especially important for those of you in the upstate. 800-928-1110, that's the number you use during this program only. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Over on the text line, Vince, which is worse, ignorance or apathy? I don't know and I don't care. Is that a reference to me? Just curious. Vince, you only don't care because they didn't find anything. Someone like you only cares if he was found guilty. I've got to do that voice. It adds to the drama, you know? Vince, all interference with our election took place under the Obama administration, and even after exposed, still continued doing even more criminal actions. Lock them up! And if there's evidence of criminality, do that. Go for it. This texter in the Upstate would like to know, how are you even still a talk show host on this station? Why? Because I'm not offering the same nonstop stuff that you hear from other talk show hosts? Is that the reason behind this? Seriously. I've said this before. I have gotten to the point there are very few talk shows that I can listen to anymore. Because some have just gone nonstop, wall to wall, Mueller this, Rosenstein this, and Deep State that. I mean, it's just nonstop. And what frustrates me about this is not a darn thing anybody's going to do about any of this stuff. That's what ticks me off. Why stir up the pot when you're not going to do anything about it? When the person who has the power to do something about it has not taken one step in that direction, to our knowledge. Maybe there are things that are planned behind the scenes. I'd love to see it. Refer to my comments that I've made twice. I will now make a third time. If there's criminality involved, prosecute. If there's improper activity, fire people. But what is unacceptable to me is the same thing I found unacceptable during the Obama administration. And a chief executive, as in the President of the United States, traveling around the country whining. Do you remember that when Obama was president? He'd go around and he'd act like, excuse me, sir, aren't you the president? What are you whining about? You have a tremendous amount of power. Use it. And I don't care who it is. Oh, this is going to be fun. The calls have started already. I love it. Who cares? We've known this for 2 years. Time to investigate the real collusion and obstruction. Lock her up. On the issue of born alive, they don't care for the baby. They've broken the Hippocratic Oath. And at that moment, they're no longer legally eligible to practice medicine and should be immediately escorted off the property of the medical facility and charged with murder. Wow. Pretty strong stuff. Let's see. Someone here responding to my comments earlier. My response to their comments on the text line. No, Vince. It's because you're a dimtard. That's why you shouldn't be on 106.3 WORD. A dimtard. Does the word moron mean anything to you? Do you even know what a Democrat is? What they believe in? This is too funny. Vince, you're correct. I agree with you. Good for you for telling it how it is. Let's spend time on some other news, which we will do. Vince, why haven't you applied for work at Bank of America? $20 an hour now. Let's see here. This. Yeah, that's how I like the show. But you're more on... You forgot Obama turned around and did an apology tour. Remember that? What is... Try re-expressing this text. Might be able to make this out a little bit better. Let's go out to a call first from Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince, my friend. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
Good. I enjoy your show, and you're not a dumb card, or whatever idiot calling me. stupid. But what I want to say is that we all are Americans. We don't need to worry about the labels and the Democrat, Republican. And by the way, I am a Democrat, would never vote for Trump. But the fact is this stuff has almost got to where they're persecuting him and not proving anything. And as an American, regardless of Democrat or Republican, we either need to get off the pot and leave him alone and wait till the next election term to vote him in or out. But this stuff is making us as Democrats look really stupid. Go Joe Biden, go Kamala, forget Kamala, go Elizabeth Warren.
You're a Democrat, huh, Tom?
Yes, sir.
So, but you're put off by the behavior of a lot of Democrats that have pretty much they've bet the bank on this thing, hoping that this was going to bring him down.
It looks like they're persecuting him. To me, I mean, just right? to me. But I mean, I've been persecuted, not in a political sense, and it's hard. People falsely accuse people, and Jesus himself was falsely accused, yep. and all the people went against him. But he came out like the Teflon man. Trump is coming out like Teflon man. I don't know what these Democrats are doing, but they just need to leave him alone, and God bless America. Thank you, Vince. Love
hey,
you.
Tom, great to hear from you. Thanks very much for your call. See, this is what I think is so cool. Here's a Democrat who recognizes this for what it is. And this is why I've strongly encouraged all of us. We have got to avoid pigeonholing people. Because not every Democrat supports nonsense. You just never know who you might reach along the way if you don't broad brush people. Let us go out to Rob. Good morning.
Hey, Vince. How you doing, man?
All right, sir.
I'm doing pretty good, man. I just been listening to your show for about 2 weeks, man, because I just got out of prison. Maybe I did 30 years. You know, I'm born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. I used to listen to WGIV when they played the old music. So, and I'm listening to you and Bo Thompson, and I kind of like you guys. And on the Democratic side, I'm a Democrat, but, you know, like the last caller said, let Trump do his thing, man. I don't like Trump, but it's letting the world know that it's still racist out here. And the leaders, some of them are racist, too. So, but they're still probably good people, but they just don't like the skin color of another person. You understand what I'm saying?
There are people like that, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's people like that. And I didn't know, and I used to watch you on the news when you was a newscaster here.
Well, I appreciate that. Rob, hold on the line. I'd like to get some more information from you to follow up at some point, but thanks for calling in. Do call back. We hit the wrong button here because we'd love to talk with you further in the future. More of your texts and calls and some good news to report. We'll get to that coming up straight ahead. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, let's go out to a call from Kim. Good morning, Kim in Clinton.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you. Take it away.
Okay. Yeah, well, this mystery they had about Attorney General Lynch and Bill Clinton meeting on the tarmac and finally realizing it had been spotted. They said they were talking about grandchildren and golfers, and I'm sure they were. They were talking about grandchildren and golfers and a new alligator repellent that had been developed to keep the alligators from eating them. They had to keep it a secret so the alligators wouldn't find out about it. You might like to know that.
That is excellent. Thanks a lot for your caller, Kim. Oh, my goodness. You know, the amazing things that people get away with. Isn't it just striking? All the things Democrats have successfully gotten away with. Over on the text line, we have some more wonderful items here. With all respect, Vince, you sound like a child. Had to cut you off again. The best part of today is it's almost over, I hope. Well, hopefully, if you're referring to this investigation nonsense. If we're all Americans, why do we have African Americans, Mexican Americans, Chinese Americans? People should live in the country of their first designation. Ah, okay. Vince, Tom the Democrat is complimenting you. Maybe not all Democrats support nonsense, but 99% of them do. Another person, Democrats are listening to Vince. Go figure. And this, Vince, I wonder, why more Democrats don't speak against Omar and her anti-Semitism and also infanticide? There's a good reason for that. They agree with her. That's why she's in office. And there are a lot more people out there. Not just in her district. There are a lot of supports. Remember, I think, didn't I share that story with you yesterday about all the donations that have come in for her? This woman is a rock star among the most radical of Democrats. They love the things that she's saying. There's an audience for this nonsense. Let's talk about some good news for a bit. You're welcome to talk about the Mueller investigation, which still has not been released yet. is imminent. Some great news, especially for those of you in Rowan County. I thought this was really cool. Online pet supply retailer called Chewy made the announcements yesterday. They're opening a new fulfillment center in Rowan County, creating 1,200 jobs. That's pretty good, don't you think? The deal made possible in part by a performance-based grant of $166,000, which will support the creation of 150 of those jobs, according to a statement from Governor Roy Cooper. Chewy will spend $55 million on its new facility in Salisbury, which is about 44 miles northeast of Charlotte. Chewy founded back in 2011, corporate headquarters in Florida and in Boston. The e-commerce retailer specializing in pet food and supplies such as chew toys, bird cages, fish tanks, and litter boxes, according to its website. We don't know when this center is going to open, but this is certainly a positive development. $55 million facility, 1,200 jobs. That's pretty awesome, don't you think?
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about this company. I have a friend who has talked about this, apparently has some sort of subscription where he gets a certain number of things from them a month. So, any case, that's kind of cool. Great stuff. And speaking of jobs, initial jobless claims, lower and lower. The last time this few Americans sought the help of government after losing a job, November 1969, initial jobless claims tumbled another 5,000 from the prior week's revised 197,000 to just 192,000, the second consecutive sub-200,000 point in 50 years, the lowest since September 1969. This is great. The year-to-date change in the absolute number of claims, now the best in at least the past decade. We're going to have a little fun with this, too. Now, while the number will probably not come as a big surprise in light of the recent sharp rebound in payrolls, the Fed's now going to be hard-pressed to explain why it's pausing its rate hikes at a time when the fewest numbers of Americans are filing for jobless benefits in half a century. Let's put some context on this, and this should be very entertaining. The last time claims for unemployment were this low, the Beatles' Abbey Road album hit number one. Wendy's Hamburgers, America's fast food restaurant chains founded by Dave Thomas, opened in Columbus, Ohio. Alcatraz Island off San Francisco, seized by militant Native Americans. U.S. performed a nuclear test at the Nevada test site, and USSR, they performed a nuclear test in the eastern part of the USSR. This is how far back this unemployment rate goes. The report of jobless claims. This is pretty awesome, don't you think? Let's go out to a call from Bill. Good morning.
Hey, Vince, appreciate you being on the air. It's a great show.
Thank you.
My comment is on this jobless claims rate. You're comparing it to 1969. We have 60% more people in this country than now than we did back then, which means that rate is even much, much lower than the absolute number.
Okay. And then how optimistic are you we're going to be able to keep this momentum going?
Oh, I think it's going to continue. I think it's going to continue. The economy's doing well. I think some of the trade things, while there's some itchiness with them, I think that they will produce. I'm very optimistic.
Well, I hope you were right. Thanks very much for your call, Bill. Great to talk with you this morning. And I want to talk about some more good news. We'll start talking about this before the break. But we'll finish this after the break. Great story by the UK Daily Mail. Now, those of you who are regular listeners of this program, you already know that I'm a big fan of the UK Independence Party, or UKIP. And there's something really interesting going on in the United Kingdom that I think is significant because there is, I think, more of a concrete and substantive movement taking place that we need to have in this country. You'll understand what I mean coming up. This story reporting Brexit Party surges into the lead in the race for the European elections. Nigel Farage's brand new group storms ahead of the Tories and Labour after a top pollster predicted it could win its first election. Did you hear what I just said? Brand new group storming ahead of the Tories and the Labour Party. And they could actually win their first election. This is cool stuff. I'm going to talk more about it and kind of stoke some ideas that I'd love to see right here in the USA. That much more as we continue our broadcast today. And again, for those of you who are closely following, the release of the redacted Mueller report is imminent. We've already told you what's in there. Also on the text line, Welder friend here, when they released the Mueller report and chose no collusion, I want Trump to hire the man that says, well, I can't say this phrase, we'll get charged for it. You know, the guy who had that phrase right before boxing events.
Yeah.
Yep, you get the drill. Last unemployment rate this low was when I was 9 years old. I'm 58 now. That is pretty incredible. That really puts it in perspective, doesn't it? Vince, I'm with you. I couldn't care less about the Mueller report. And with all due respect to your detractors, I love you and listen every day that I possibly can. Praise the Lord. God's still in charge. Have a blessed Good Friday and Easter. That is from Barbara. Thank you, Barbara. Very kind of you. Also, Vince, on the UK story, I don't care. Really? You should care. Because we need this same kind of movement here in the United States of America. I know this is going to be offensive of some, to some. But you cannot build a future on a personality. You cannot do it. This is what's different about what's going on in America and what's taking place in the United Kingdom. Nigel Farage, he launched the new Brexit Party last week. Can I repeat that again? Nigel Farage launched the new Brexit Party last week. Before the event took place, the outfit scored 15% in an EU election poll. 15%! Isn't that crazy already? With 5 weeks until Election Day, Labour leads on 24%, but an analyst has suggested the Brexit Party could surge to a shock victory. In fact, the Brexit Party has surged into the lead in the race for the European elections after a top pollster predicted Nigel Farage's new party could win its first election. A second YouGov survey on the state of the parties ahead of the EU parliamentary election shows the Brexit Party rising dramatically from 15% to 27%. This isn't a person. This is a party. Most of the gain comes at the expense of UKIP, which is interesting. That's the party he started, which, when led by Mr. Farage, won the 2014 contest, which plunged from 14% to 7%. I think a lot of these people have now joined the Brexit Party. What? This is kind of cool. And this is the way we all need to be in some sense. We hold on to our values and our principles, and we follow movements where necessary. UKIP was yesterday. What's at the forefront right now for the UK? Brexit. Labour coming in second place, 22%. And the Tories, the so-called conservatives, third place at 15%. This is shocking. Yes, that's exactly. They are the rhinos. They're now saying it's entirely plausible Mr. Farage could upset conventional wisdom about new parties to top the poll. There's a combination of a weak Tory party and Mr. Farage's direct attack on UKIP's drift toward the hard right would all help the Brexit party. See, you know what I think is really interesting here? And I've learned this. Bear with me. Some of you are going to manifest just because I mentioned spiritual values here. But for instance, let's say you're part of a church that's been around for a long time. And that church starts to compromise on basics, fundamentals. Do you stay with them just because they've been around for a long time? Or if there's a restoration movement that comes along, do you join that? I'm in the latter camp. I want to be at the place that's at the forefront of restoration and reaffirming our values and our principles. And if things start to go off the rails, people start to go crazy and go in weird directions, what really worked yesterday or this group that may have been really good? I mean, let's be honest here. Let me be very blunt about this. I say this about the Republican Party. It was absolutely awesome that this party was used as a major instrument to end slavery. But I don't know what the heck this party stands for anymore. I really don't. What does it stand for? What has it changed in the last 10 years, 15 years? I'm all for tax cuts. That's wonderful. But what change has this party actually carried out to move us toward limited government and freedom? Can you name one thing? I would love to hear it. Let's go out to Ralph, who I think is on the same sheet of music here. You got about a minute, Ralph.
Well, you know, since Ronald Reagan, who is our white knight in shining armor? Not being a white nationalist, though, but as a pun to say in the conservative party, I was a Republican. I changed to independent because I'm sick of the Republicans not delivering.
Yep.
And everything. And so I know Donald Trump might have the moral authority, but I think he has at least done some things that the Republican Party like, but will never admit. And I mean, until we get somebody like Donald Trump that can get in a swamp and sling mud and get down with the lobbyists, that's running this country.
Well, that'll be interesting to see. Hour number two is straight ahead. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.